Architecture and Religion, Mending the Heart of a Neighborhood. The restoration of the principal pagoda at a Bangkok temple has gained international recognition and fostered a sense of community. Standing tall and graceful on the western bank of the Chao Phraya River in Bangkok is the 60.5-meter-high White Prabhoromathat Mahajedi of Wat Prayura Wongsawat Warawihan. The almost 200-year-old iconic temple, or Wat Prayun as the locals call it, made headlines when the restoration of its ivory-white stupa and the adjoining hall, Parinpariyatitamasala, won the Award of Excellence in the 2013 UNESCO Asia-Pacific Heritage Awards for Cultural Heritage Conservation, marking the first time that a Thai project has been recognized with such an esteemed honor. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, has recognized the restoration effort for its technical mastery in harmonizing modern engineering with traditional techniques. More importantly, the award also recognizes the cooperation between monks, specialists, and locals in sustaining a sacred complex as the center of community life. The bell-shaped stupa was built when the temple was established by leading bureaucrat Somdet Chaupaya Boromaha Prayurawong, or Dit Bunag, in 1828. The temple was completed in 1836, but the stupa was not finished until several years later during the reign of King Rama IV. The adjoining hall, Parampariyati Tamasala, was built in 1885 by the temple founder's son, Chaupraya Pasakonwan, or Bon Bunag, in dedication to his parents. It initially served as a Dhamma school for Buddhist monks and novices, and then Thailand's first public library. Today, it is a museum. According to the abbot, in 2005, he noticed the principal pagoda was leaning. So he sought advice from King Mongkut's Institute of Technology, Lat Krabang. The university then sent an expert team, led by Associate Professor Somsak Tamawetwiti, to check the pagoda and found it leaned 1 meter towards the river and also had a hand-sized hole in its top. Later, the people of the temple sought approval from the Department of Fine Arts to restore the stupa. However, some of the temple's proposed procedures were rejected by the department. For example, gold-colored mosaics could not be applied to the white stupa, and the proposed installment of pillars to support the stupa's 144-ton brick core was denied, because that technique belongs to the Ayutthaya era, not the Ratnakosin. Most of the restoration work was carried out and completed in 2007 and 2008. However, the method to mend the bending central pillar had yet to be settled. The other parts of the pagoda and surrounding stupas were first mended and repainted, while lighting inside and around the stupa was improved. The entrance and leaking roof of the adjoining hall were fixed. After the Lord Buddha's relics were found in the pagoda's core in November 2007, the residents of the nearby Kadijin community unanimously agreed to relocate their ancestors' ashes, kept inside the pagoda, to the outside walls. It took the whole of 2009 for the team from the university to come up with how to move the core to an upright position. The work was successfully completed in 2010. Internationally, the project has won awards from two organizations in England and France for reviving the relationship between families, temples, and schools. In addition, UNESCO France praised the project for promoting the importance of civic groups. Abbot Pra Brahmapundit concluded, restoring old things is harder and dearer than rebuilding with the use of modern technology. The keys to success are patience and processes for all to learn together. The original value must be preserved.